Mr. Rushing?
Yes.
Could you please state your full name and your ADC number for the record?
Gregory Rushing, 058248.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency today for consideration for general parole, home arrest, or absolute discharge. You became eligible for these on April 2nd, 2017. The board members conducting the hearing today are the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, our board chairman, and my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing. We'll start with a brief summary. You are 53 years old now, is that correct, Mr. Rushing?
Sir, I didn't tell you.
Are you 53 years old now, sir?
Yes.
Okay, and you're serving 25 years of life for the crime of aggravated assault, which happened on May 3rd, 1985. You were about 19 years old when it happened, sir, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and you were convicted by jury trial on April 29th, 1986, and sentenced on May 27th, 1986. Looks like you appealed your conviction. And it was slightly modified. It was generally affirmed on January 1st, 1988. But I think the theft conviction was modified slightly. Was that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And Mr. Rushing, it looks like you came before this board in January of 2018, and this board granted you home arrest, and that's where you currently are on home arrest. Is that right, sir?
Yes.
Is there a reason why you haven't been before this board sooner than now? Because it's been well over a year.
I have no idea. They told me it's 3 months, and they changed it to 6 months, and here I am at a year.
Okay, sir, because it's normally we see people in about 6 months after they've been out. Now, you were actually released on home arrest. You actually left the prison in May, right, of 2018?
Yes.
Okay. So you've been out, and you've got the ankle monitor, correct, sir?
Yes.
Wearing the GPS, okay. And just a little bit more, a couple of more background things. It looks like you had considerable discipline. It looked like while you were in prison. But how have you been doing since you've been out, sir? Have you had trouble? Any trouble?
No, sir. I just got a good job and went to work.
What job do you have?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of work are you doing?
I work at a brake shop right across the street.
At a brake shop, okay. So you are a mechanic?
Brake shop.
Are you a mechanic?
No, I just, I'm a loader stocker.
Okay.
Bake, not brake.
Oh, a bake shop. No. Oh, I thought he said brake shop. Mm-hmm. Okay, sorry.
No, brake.
Bread. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, thank you, sir. How long did it take you to get that job, Mr. Rushing?
About 3 months.
Okay, what did you do before that, before you had that job?
I didn't have no job.
You were just leaving work. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So, and you submit an itinerary every week to your parole officer?
No.
And have you had any trouble with that?
No, good.
You've not had any problems with, you've been able to tell your parole officer exactly where you're going to be, and then you're able to be there? Okay.
Yes.
And are you still, I think you were involved in your, was it the Islamic Center, sir, or?
Islamic Center?
Yes, are you involved in that?
What's the name of it?
Yeah.
No, you talking about Canal Hispanic?
Are you still involved in activities like that outside of your, in the community?
Yes, I do the Pinal Hispanic right now.
Pinal Hispanic?
Yeah, right. Hispanic, yes.
Okay, and what is that? Is that a activity center? Church?
It's a counseling.
Oh, it's counseling. Okay, and what kind of counseling are you receiving, sir?
NAA.
Okay. Anything else? No anger management or anything like that?
Not yet, probably next.
Oh, that'll come next, okay. All right, sir. All right, well, Mr. Rushing, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions. Dr. Wright has a question for you, sir.
Let me ask you again. So now, when did you get released? What date did you get released on, sir?
From penitentiary?
Yes, sir.
From court? 17th of May.
But this board had voted to let you out in January. Why did it take you so long? You couldn't find somewhere to live? Or what happened, sir? Do you know?
I got my home address, you know. I guess they took their time.
Okay. Now, let me ask this, sir. You said that you had not had any problems, but it seemed to me that you had two positive for marijuana. So, you didn't see
my coupon?
Yes, sir. You didn't
have one problem.
Well, you have one, it seemed to me, October 5, 2018, and another one on January 18th of 2019. So,
only know of one.
And which one did you know of, sir?
That was the latest one.
The one in January 18th, 2019?
Yes.
So you don't remember the one in October of the last
year? No, I didn't know nothing about that one.
Well, that's on your record.
That's listed on your record.
Now, you were taking this at the Hispanic counseling, substance abuse
at this
time. So it says that you go there on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. and is currently in compliance with that program. And then you would like to obtain your driver's license.
Yeah.
Why do you need a driver's license, sir?
To move around.
You have a vehicle?
Got to find a public.
Do you have a vehicle?
Yes.
So how do you have a vehicle and not have a driver's license? Who drives your vehicle? Who drives your car? Or whatever it is.
One of my uncles deceased. And he left me the car.
Oh, so he left you the car. Oh, okay. Well, that's good because somebody was thinking about you. Okay. Now, let me ask you a couple other questions. I apologize for having these questions. Now, you say that you want to... Now, let me go back to your using this marijuana. You said it was only one time, so I... So why did you use marijuana, sir? You know you weren't supposed to use that. Now, you know that as well as I do. You know that. So why did you use it, sir?
I couldn't sleep at night. I haven't had something to sleep.
Well, maybe I need to ask another question. Maybe I need to ask it this way. Do you have a marijuana card, sir?
I'm in the process of getting one right now.
Yeah, you're getting one right now. But you didn't have one in October. You didn't have one in January. And so, you know... So this is the second time I heard this today. I think this is the first time I heard that. You're telling me that marijuana is a sleeping medicine now?
No, it's not, but I need something. It ain't no just getting something stronger than that.
Yeah, but when you're on supervision, sir, you can't do that. When you're on parole, you just cannot do that, sir. You can't use any illegal.
I know that. That's understandable.
Okay,
but you know that. I was trying to get some sleep sometimes.
And did the marijuana help you to get some sleep sometimes, sir?
Yes, it does. Right, did it.
Okay. So you say you need a car to get around and find an apartment. So where do you live now, sir? You don't have your own place. So where are you living now, sir?
I'm staying at my mother's house.
Okay, and that's right across the street from your job?
Yes.
Okay. So who else lives at your mother's house aside from you, sir?
I got two sisters and my mother.
Okay.
Yep.
So let me ask this now. What else do you do besides go to work and anything else you do? I know you have to go and take this substance abuse class at this Hispanic place. Yeah, but what else do you do? Do you go to a movie? Do you go to a faith?
Yes, thing? Yes,
what do you do?
Yes, sir? I'm Korean for.
But what do you do?
I'm Korean for. I'm Korean for, but majority of the time I'm just stuck at home.
Majority of the time you're just stuck at home?
Yes.
So what do you do at home? Watch television? What do you do at home, sir?
Well, I got weight bench and some weights in the back.
Okay.
Watch TV. I can't be riding, so I do have a bicycle too. But I can't ride that.
Why can't you ride that, sir?
Well, I gotta get permission to ride that. First, I need a front tooth.
So you need a front tooth?
Yes, front tooth for the tires.
Oh, for your tires, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So who's helping you? Who's assisting you at your home? Is it your mother or your sisters? Or who's assisting you, sir? You say, nobody, it sounds like to me that you need some help, so who's helping you?
Everybody's helping me.
Do you have a cell phone?
Yes.
Have you learned how to use it yourself, sir?
Not all the way.
I think I'll just stop at this now. Other board members might have some questions. Thank you so very much. I may have some later, but thank you so very much on the witness, Rittenhouse.
You're welcome.
So, Mr. Rushing, I notice on the summary, your little progress summary, that you may be delinquent in your fee payments. Is that true? Are you possibly delinquent in your fee payments?
I don't understand.
Are you behind in paying your fees by $260?
What do you mean behind? I didn't get the job until 3 months ago. Prior to anybody's telling about me, we know back crazy.
Okay, sir. Thank you. I'll ask your parole officer instead. But Mr. Neal, any questions? Okay. All right. Mr. Rushing, I'm going to talk with your parole officer at this point. Mr. Agler?
Okay. Yeah.
We have your progress report on Mr. Rushing. And Dr. Wright has talked with me about the two positive tests for marijuana. Those were the only positives?
Correct.
Okay. And did he receive a sanction for those, or?
I took over supervision in December.
Okay.
And when I reviewed the case, I found out the drug test in October was not addressed with Gregory. So I addressed that, gave another test, and that's when it came up positive again. That's when we referred him to the Pinal Hispanic for counseling.
Okay.
So when that happened, I talked to the counselor, they felt like addressing the substance abuse issues before anger management would be a better route to go.
Okay.
So I went with what their recommendations were.
Okay. So that's the reason he may not have known about the prior positive in October, because nobody ever...
Correct. We did discuss it, and I said, I was kind of trying, since it wasn't addressed, I tried to kind of group it in as one. Because we were addressing his marijuana use.
Okay, gotcha.
So, yeah.
So now, there's a notation here that his fee payments are delinquent for $260. What's that notation mean?
So, I've also been working with him. We have discussed it. I haven't really emphasized it, I guess, as much, but he's he's a little bit behind on his fees. He's still been making payments, though. So, I mean, he's just not, he's going to have to eventually start to make a little bit more to just get caught up on that extra $260.
And that's the $65 a month supervision fee?
Correct.
Okay, all right. But other than those issues, he is, in your view, generally compliant?
Correct. Yes, he usually has a itinerary ready for me when I'm over there. I go over and see him once a week. He's working, and he's attending his classes. So he's in general compliant. Yes, I would say so.
Okay. And if the board were to allow him to get a driver's license, would you be in support of that? Do you think he's ready to handle that?
Yes, I believe it would be, if he actually is willing to get one through the DMV, I think that would be a positive step for him to move forward.
It would just allow him a little more mobility. To be able to get around better. Okay, so I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Anyone have a question? Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Agler, for being on the phone. Mr. Rushing.
Yes.
We're coming toward the end of your hearing, and I want to give you the opportunity to make another statement. If there's anything else you've thought of that you wanted the board to consider today, sir. Is there anything else?
I am working every day, as many dollars I can get. I need a little bit more room, but, you know, it's basically that's to fit in.
Okay, sir.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Rushing, the board is going to go into discussion, and we just ask you stay on the phone, just remain silent, and we'll be back with you in just a moment. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Rushing has been out for about a year, although we normally would have seen him by now, so I'm not sure why we didn't. I'm a little bit concerned about the positives for marijuana, especially that it didn't get addressed right away, particularly when he's on home arrest supervision. But now his supervisor indicates that they have addressed it. I'm also concerned about the fees being a little behind, although he says he's working. I would probably suggest at this point that we lift the restriction about getting a driver's license, but keep Mr. Rushing on home arrest for one more stretch of time here and let him adjust to having a driver's license. But those are just my thoughts. I'd listen to any thoughts of fellow board members. Anything to add?
I hate to be different. I'm a little concerned about the, and I do respect the supervisor's recommendation. I respect you, Madam Chair, but I'm a little concerned about those driver's license and this marijuana. I mean, I'm just concerned. I know he has a truck. I know he's made that very clear. Is he really ready to have a driver's license? Is that really? But I guess in as much as it is a recommendation coming from the supervisor, I guess I won't object, but I do want to recognize that I do have some concerns about his driving at this point. It seemed to me that he's having a few problems, and I'm not saying that it's his fault now, I'm not suggesting that, but he's having a few problems in terms of actually adjusting, and I just listening to him, I mean, yes, he's getting there, he's making progress, but he really, just hoping that he's driving in a serious situation, and I'm just hoping that he's ready to drive and not get involved in an accident, using marijuana or anything else. I know that he sees marijuana as being something that helped him to sleep, which No, he did say, I'm gonna stop using it, that have been asleep in that. I'm just a little concerned with all of the accidents that have taken place now, and maybe that encourage, maybe it's a little different then than it is up here. Every day somebody is having an accident and going the wrong way and so forth. So I'm just a little concerned, I'll just be honest with you.
Well, the question I have, sir, is there are other products that are made to help you sleep, and I'm not sure why marijuana is the chosen product. That would be of a concern, and marijuana does affect your reflexes and your ability to
I don't know why you want marijuana, but that's, you know, that would be one. I'm a little concerned, but, I'm not going to object to driving. I just want to go and represent that I do have some concerns about that.
Mr. Neal has more experience with traffic.
Yeah, he knows. He's an expert.
Nobody lives in Cambridge.
Yes, they do.
There really isn't as much traffic down there, but I understand what you're saying. And the issue about marijuana for sleep aid, that escalated is something that's more and more common with the medical marijuana cards. It's still an issue with driving, and I don't know. He's had the two swabs that were positive. If you compare it to the general population, there's a lot of people out there every day that are about 40% of the cars on the road at any time of the day or night are impaired drivers, either at night by alcohol and drugs, in the daytime that's drugs mostly, and most of them are prescription drugs. You know, it's legal to take them, but not when you drive. So it's hard to, you know, but marijuana does affect your ability to drive and reflexes and perceptions and things like that, and it is a little bit of a concern. Well, I don't know, but I'm kind of torn. I don't know. I think driver license will give me a little bit more mobility, but by the same combination with his own GPS could be more of a detriment than an asset because of itineraries and stuff. But I'm kind of up in the air, but I really think at this time it might be good to just leave things like they are for another 6 months.
Thank you, Mr. Neal. You've convinced me. I'm going to make a motion then that we grant home arrest to Mr. Rushing and just continue the conditions and everything as they are now.
Second.
Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed by Dr. Ray. Release type granted, we're going to say home arrest. Release type denied will be general parole and check the wrong box. Absolute discharge. And conditions, we'll just say the current follow-on mandatory corrections, conditions and sanctions, no alcohol use, random tests for drugs and alcohol. I'm going to keep may not operate a motor vehicle because of the use of marijuana, which does affect your ability to drive. No contact with the victim's family. Must abide by institutional rules. Partake in available programming as directed. And other, I'm going to check and say, get supervision fees, at least make an extra effort to get the supervision fees current. So I'll say bring supervision fees current as possible, I'll just say. And Mr. Adler can help him maybe develop a schedule to pay a little bit extra each month. So the supervision fees will continue, and board members want to add anything else to those?
I think that what I would add is, I'm just going on something that I think I heard Mr. Aguilar say. I think we need, although he's up to date at the moment, he needs to complete this substance abuse training and then begin his anger management.
Okay, so maybe I'll check needs assessment referral, and then I'll specifically put anger management there.
Yes, thank you.
That's what we'll do. Okay. That's what we'll do. Okay. All right. So, Mr. Rushing, the board is going to continue you on home arrest, and at this time not to to lift the restriction about driving, sir. And specifically, that's because you continue to use marijuana, which does affect your ability to drive. So,
I haven't used marijuana since I got the UA.
But sir, you just told us you intend to get a medical marijuana card. And this hearing,
I said I was in the process of getting it. In the process of getting it. I ain't got it yet.
Well, sir,
that's a good example.
I ain't even called the doctor yet.
Well, Mr. Rushing, this is the board's vote at this time, sir. So the department will...
I'm doing it.
Mr. Rushing, the department will certify you at some point in the future to come before this board again. But until then, you'll be continued on home arrest, just as things are now. If you continue to work with Mr. Agler, we wish you the best, and we'll talk to you again the next time you are certified, sir. Thank you very much. This concludes your hearing, and Mr. Agler, thank you for participating in the hearing as well as your discussion. Thank you so much. This concludes the hearing. Thank you.